The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. What we're thinking about in sharing something from the Word of God to pastors is very much based around what Paul said to Timothy. What Paul said to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4:16 was this. He said, "Watch your life and doctrine closely." As pastors, as ministers, as leaders in the house of God, this is a very, very strong and helpful injunction to us. Watch your life and doctrine closely. In other words, it's good to be clear about what you believe, to understand very well what you believe, to be able to articulate what you believe, to be able to explain it to others, to be able to present to others. This is what the Word of God says, and this is why I'm convinced it is the Word of God. I'm able to share it. I'm able to explain it, to illustrate it. My doctrine is sound. My teaching is valid because you can see the Word of God running through it from beginning to end. But of course, all of that is really not so impressive or valuable if our life does not match up to what we believe. As pastors and leaders, we can become very good at what we believe, and we can explain so eloquently, this is what we believe and this is what you should believe. But it's always a challenge to live out what we believe. In this day and age, we're obviously having a lot of questions about marriage. But I want just very simply to remind us what the Word of God says. Marriage, we're told, is when a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife and they become one flesh. Now, we're not going to quote every possible verse about marriage, but here's an absolutely key verse. Here is a clear basis for our doctrine of marriage. A man leaves his father and mother as is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. It is clearly, therefore, marriage between a man and a woman. It is clear in the scripture that there is a sense of leaving father and mother, that a marriage is a new beginning. And although, of course, there will always be a good relationship, the wife with her parents, the husband with his parents, there'll always be the honouring of father and mother. But a marriage is something absolutely brand new. The first time someone gets married, something very exciting, very dynamic has begun. And yes, they become one flesh. There is a place, an only place, for sexual activity. The scripture gives no license for a sexual relationship outside of marriage. This is the only place where this aspect of life can be participated in and indeed enjoyed. It is utterly, utterly unique to the marriage situation. And we know that Jesus honoured marriage. He honoured marriage when he attended the wedding at Cana. We often quote that, but it isn't just coincidence. He was present at a wedding to say marriage is good and marriage is God's idea. There is something else that's important. When God sees Adam alone, he says, "I will make him a helper suitable for him." I believe that Christian marriage, we understand that God is bringing two people together to really help, support and encourage one another. There is something very special, there is something utterly unique about a man and woman coming together, not simply for sexual purposes, but coming together to share their lives, to share the weight of life together, to raise children together, yes, but very much a sense that we are together in order that God's work can benefit. I can achieve with my wife, with my husband, what I am not able to achieve on my own. So here we have something of what's behind marriage. But we do need to watch our lives closely. That's why I find Paul writing to the Ephesians so interesting when he says, "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loves the church." This is watching your life. This is having the sense of, I know what marriage is. I know the purpose of God behind it. I appreciate the exclusiveness of it, the uniqueness of it, the absolutely wonder of it. I recognize all of that. But I need to actually behave in a way that shows I understand it. And Christ said, love your wives. Now, you might well say, why should he command a husband to love his wife? Isn't it automatic? Doesn't it just happen? Well, the reality is, we know that, there can be many moments where we just have that sense of love and devotion and commitment to our wives. But there are times when that may not be something that you're feeling. It may be for all sorts of reasons that in your heart, in your emotions, there is not perhaps that outflow of love and sacrifice that you know should be there. And that's why Jesus commanded it. That's why he said, husbands, you've got to do it. There will be many times you won't need this command, but when you need this command, make sure that you are responding to it. Not that your love should just be kind of legalistic, but you've got to make an effort sometimes. You've got to make a sincere, determined effort to express love. And it's really because if Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, then in marriage there will be this sense of sacrifice. There will be this sense of, I'm going to put my wife first. I'm going to think about her and her needs before my ministry. It's very easy to say, but I've got meetings. I've got all sorts of things on my agenda. I've got services to take. I've got people knocking at my door. But Jesus says, husbands, love your wives. Care for them. Make a point, even in the times of great pressure, even when your wife may not be responding to you as you might like her to, you still love her and you still show the love of Christ to her. Wives, submit to your husbands. A rather unpopular idea in the 21st century. But this is not about slavishness. This is not about being a doormat. This is not about being beaten and pushed around. It is simply an attitude which recognises before God the husband is the head of the marriage. And he is the one accountable to God. If my wife submits to me, it doesn't demean her. It doesn't mean that she's pushed around. Far from it. If I have a wife who is willing to let me lead, then that will free me to make good decisions. Of course, it could free me to make bad ones, but essentially it will free me to be the man of God that I'm meant to be. And in reality, if you love, you share, you talk, you communicate, you learn from one another, and it would be very rare that someone would be telling their wife what to do. The reality is you'd work it out together in love. Watch your life, watch your doctrine closely, and let's take up the challenge to watch our marriage. If you're not married, think about these things to prepare you for marriage. If you never get married, still appreciate the principles of what God was doing when he created the institution, as we call it, of marriage. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.